You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We celebrate the African Film Festival. When's the African Film Festival happening? Let me tell you. I don't have the information there. Luckily, I do have some folk in the studio who will be able to tell us all about it. Nadine, good morning to you.
Good morning, good morning.
Aline, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And Boubacar, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So firstly, tell us, when is the African Film Festival happening and where?
It's starting on the 5th of April at Rialto Cinema, so this coming Thursday.
Beautiful, beautiful.
That's the opening night.
And some of the films that'll be on show will be some of the, for music fans anyway, some beauties.
Yes, that's right. We got Mali Blues and Mama Africa. So Mama Africa, I believe that most New Zealanders knows about Miriam Makeba. And Mama Africa, that's what she is. She's very, has been very, very famous across the continent.
How do you tell a story like that in a film? Without giving too much away.
Okay. Giving too much away. The main thing is that Miriam Makeba spent all her life fighting against apartheid. She was exiled for more than 30 years because of her music. So it's not just about music. It's actually what the music is telling us and what is behind the music. That's what is very, very important.
It's an interesting time in history now, isn't it? We really get to hear those stories from that era and all the work that people have put in, you know, and all that time. You really get to understand it now. It comes because you get the full story. You don't just get sort of tidbits of information, you know. So it's really interesting to hear those stories now. And also there's the Mali Blues. Some people don't know about Mali. Mali is a fascinating place musically, isn't it?
It is fascinating musically, very, very fascinating. And one of the musicians in the Mali Blues, because Mali Blues, they got four music group in it. And one of the group, which is the Baseku Kuyate, people will remember the group from Womad, where right. It was an entire family playing together with traditional instrument. A very interesting group.
The film industry in Africa is huge. I don't think we realize how huge it is. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes.
And how do you choose the films for the festival?
Yeah, that's a very interesting one, because Nigeria, Nollywood, is the second biggest film.
It's a good Nollywood.
Nollywood. That's right. That's the second biggest film industry in the world after Hollywood, and not Hollywood, Bollywood.
Yeah.
Bollywood is the biggest one, and then Nollywood, followed by Hollywood.
That's so, called Egypt, Eastern Hollywood.
Get a name
in there. And yeah, and then we can call Egypt Eastern Hollywood as well.
Yeah. It's got from Hollywood everywhere.
Yeah. We've got Nigeria, Egypt, actually, and Morocco as well. Those three countries are the most famous destination for film.
I know that I know Nigeria through millions of films coming out there a year. You know, it's amazing that there's enough time and effort. You know, the people put time and effort to get them actually made. But so of all those films, how do you guys choose which ones get to come to the festival? Just watch lots of films.
Yeah. We do watch a lot of film, and that's a very challenging part of it, because we are trying to represent a continent of 54 countries, which we call 55, because the diaspora, the African diaspora, that's the 55th country.
Yeah. Sure.
So therefore, we have a lot of film. This year, we had close to 300 films to look at before making a decision, and we only needed around 20. So, very beautiful area to be in, because it shows us how much film are made across the continent.
Right.
I keep on saying that the main thing is we have a lot of story untold, which are not told yet. We couldn't afford to tell it because the film equipment were too expensive, but now it's very cheap, and we are here to say a lot of it.
So it's hogging all the time. Excellent. Yeah. And really, how many days is the festival running for?
10 days in Auckland.
Sweet. So you're going to see stretch it out over a couple of a week and a bit. Lovely.
That's right. Yeah. And 5 days in Wellington.
Right. Cool. Yeah. And then we've got some, what are we going to play? We're going to play some music from
Miriam Makeba.
So as we talked about before, do you want to tell us a wee bit more about her? People who haven't any idea who she is?
Okay. But as I've said, Miriam Makeba, she's was exiled from South Africa because of apartheid for more than 30 years. Very well known in USA. And she was in refuge in Guinea, which is next. I grew up seeing Miriam Makeba performing in Bamako. I'm from Mali, so just next door. And the beauty about Miriam Makeba is almost any African language she used to perform in.
Wow, cool.
Arabic, Bambara.
There's a couple Swahili. Of those as well, too.
Yeah. So that's the beauty about her. Yeah. But really, she's such a strong woman, and that's very, very important in her thing. That's why she's called Mama Africa. Mm-hmm.
Say something.
So if people want to go along to the Rialto, to the festival, where they get tickets from? Just the Rialto, obviously. That's a good place to start, isn't it?
Of course. You can go on their website, or you can go via the African Film Festival, newzealand.org.nz, and you've got all the information there.
What about if you're terrified, you've never seen an African movie before, and the whole idea of even going to a foreign film is freaky for you? Will you still enjoy the African Film Festival?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Africans are very joyful. They are full of joy. And this is an opportunity for anyone who doesn't have an idea of Africa to come through, because through this art of film, we get to see like landscape of Africa, like how Africans really live, you know. So come and check it out and then have an idea. If you ever want to go and visit Africa, you can start from the African Film Festival at Rialto New Market.
Yeah.
It's pretty diverse as well. We got food from all over the continent.
That's what I was going to ask. Because
north, south, west, east, you know, you won't get bored ever. Like if you're not into South African, you got the North African, you got the West African, you know, so it's pretty diverse.
I mean, it's a big part. It's a lot of the world represented in one festival.
Exactly. As he said, about 54 countries, yeah. Most of them where they have movies represented in this film festival, yeah.
Cool. And what type of movies are we looking at? Are they fictional documentaries, like all over the show, whole mix?
It's all sorts. Mainly, like, we'd like to show the history and culture of our continent the most. So we are very careful in choosing and selecting the films we are showing. So it's mainly history, culture, diversity. You know, right.
So no drama. Horrors or anything.
No horrors. Like no. Just maybe.
Is it Nigeria that make drama? Nigeria make tons of horror movies, don't they?
They just
make tons of movies. Yeah. But that's cool. That's cool. So and
we've got like comedy as well. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Like comedy.
That's
yeah.
All right. Well, hey, thank you very much for coming in, you guys. I hope the festival goes really well, and it starts on Thursday. Say Friday.
Thursday.
Yeah. All right. And these short weeks, they're questions.
We do opening not like anyone else.
Really?
It's African opening.
Let me guess. Big party?
Very important. Yeah. We give you coffee. We escort you to the cinema.
Yeah.
Special. Don't miss it.
There's also a little bit of drumming.
A little bit of drumming. Yeah.
I just wanted to remind people who has been trying to buy ticket and then assuring that the opening night is sold out. We have negotiated with Rialto to add an extra cinema.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so you get on the Rialto.
Jump in quickly so that you can get your ticket.
Cool.
Otherwise you would miss out.
Hey, well, thank you very much for coming, you guys. Have a great festival.
Thank you.
Don't burn yourselves out on the first party.
Thank you.
We'll play another track off the Mama Africa movie. Oh, I was just off Mali Blues, is it? Sorry. My mistake. 7 minutes to eight. Sorry, now my mistake again. It's 8 minutes up. It's like a bit. 8 to 9.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
the track. So this is from the movie Marley Blues. There's some great documentaries about music from Mali, and of course music from Mali at the moment is in a very unsure place due to a rise of fundamentalist Islam and Sharia law. Seems very concerned about ruining that creative explosion of music from there. Hey, so that's African Film Festival. We're starting at the Rialto on the 5th of April. That's this Thursday. And runs until the 15th, and then down in Wellington from the 9th to the 13th of May. Go along to the Rialto website to find out more about that, or you can go to African Film Festival's website, which is africanfilmfestivalnz.org.nz.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.